So Eliyahu tells them those two fellows are going to merit the world to come. He runs after them. He asks them, what do you two guys do? So they tell him, we joke around. Rabbi Broka asks them, what do you mean? They say, whenever we see someone who's saddened, so we go after him. And we start speaking to him with good humor until we make him happy. And once he's happy, we can, the words of Torah can penetrate his heart. So we see that the Gemara purposely shows us that the people who externally, you couldn't tell they were getting to the world to come. These were people who were doing good deeds, and through those good deeds, they did merit the world to come. On the one hand, the Torah teaches us how to perfect being a good person. But that doesn't mean that we should walk around and look at people and say, you know, if he's not learning Torah, he's nowhere. It's not true. He's missing out on a lot of understanding of life and on the capacity to perfect things. He's not going to get everything right. But Torah is a tool, and we have to use that tool correctly to perfect ourselves. With the Torah, we can better perfect ourselves. So this is like we're starting off with a powerful sentence from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, technically, when a person wants to grow, he has to know that life is not about staying in one place. If you're not going up, you're going down. Just like a field that's left alone is not going to remain fallow. It's going to grow thorns, and then you have to uproot those thorns in order to plant and produce. I don't want us to take this the wrong way, though. That's why I'm expanding on it a little bit, because people sometimes enter Machon Meir, they want to do tshuva, and they think they have to focus on their past and regretting their past. And I think that a person has to focus on building a future. And after you've started building a future and understanding what the Torah wants of you, only then can you start thinking about the past, and even then, the person has to be careful not to wallow in his past, but rather continue building his future. Oh.